Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee in door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our next guests are here to preview the Governor's Awards for the Arts and Humanities taking place tonight at the Juno Arts and Culture Center. We have the chairman of the Alaska State Council on the Arts, Ben Brown, and performer Marion Call. Welcome to the show, you two.
Hi, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
It's nice to have you here. So, Ben, should we start with you? The Governor's Award for the Arts and Humanities, it speaks for itself, I think.
But it kind of does. Every state or jurisdiction has some form of gubernatorial official award that's given out. Alaska is among the group that has been doing it for about 50 years, because that's about how long most arts councils have been in existence. And so that's a nice milestone. The Humanities Forum has not been involved for quite that entire period of time, but has been involved for well over a decade, and certainly since we've been doing these in the capital city during the legislative session. And it's just a really wonderful opportunity to work with our friends at the Humanities Forum and also with the Office of the Governor and the Alaska Arts and Culture Foundation to honor some Alaskans who've really made life different and special here on the last frontier.
Okay. And does it start at 7 p.m. tonight?
The doors are going to open at 6, and the awards ceremony will start at 7. And then thanks to you and your colleagues here at KTOO, there will be a delayed broadcast that I believe begins at 8 p.m.
Yeah, that's right.
And you've also always been very kind to rebroadcast that a number of times for people whose schedules prevent them from seeing it tonight almost live.
If somebody does want to see it live and they can get down at 6 o'clock or 7 even, it's at the Juno Arts and Culture Center, right?
Yep. It's in the Jack in the main hall, and there are tickets available. They're very modestly priced. We've really tried to strive to keep that price down. So they're $25 a person, and I think there might even be reduced prices for different categories, but that's the regular price. There's a little reception. We're not going to have any alcohol service this year, but we are going to have soda and coffee and beer and wine. Not beer and wine, sorry, soda and coffee, Freudian slip there. And there's, you know, cookies and stuff like that. But it's a little more simple than it has been in past years. And we just wanted to make sure that we focused as much of our energy as possible on honoring the award recipients.
Yeah, let's get to the awardees here in just a second. But part of tonight is performance and art. And Marion Call will be part of that. Welcome, Marion. Nice to see you.
Thank you. It's an honor to perform at the Governor's Awards. We've had some amazing local performers in the past and ensembles from around the state. It's been I've gone for several years now, and it has always blown me away to just see a sample of what happens here in the state. So I'm thrilled to join the lineup this year.
Well, I can't wait to see what you come up with. What can you give us a preview of what you're thinking about for tonight?
There's the Alaska Flag Song, classic. I've worked that out with Laura Zahasky, our own version, and an original song of mine. And then because I felt a need to bring in more community members. And so I asked a whole bunch of just kind of Juno's finest to join me. Jocelyn Miles will be singing with me, Laura Zahasky on guitar, Luke Weld on keys, Clay Good on piano, and Arius Hoyle and Chris Talley are going to join us as well.
What a crew.
It's going to be fun. It's going to – that's just for the one song, but I'm very excited about it. We kind of wrote it and collaboratively put it together this week, and I think it'll be fun.
All right. So thinking of the music, set the scene for us, Ben, if you will. What's it like over at the Jack when we walk in?
Well, it's I would say one of the more formal setups for the main hall. We've done our best to make it look as formal as befits Governor's Awards for Arts and Humanities. But it's the main hall at the Jack, so you know there's a limit to which we can work our particular magic. But the most of the magic comes from the people in the room. There will be a lot of legislators in attendance. Governor Dunleavy is not going to be able to join us, but he's sending his Commissioner of Administration designate, Kelly Shibaka. And she, we've been able to meet with her. She's got some really interesting personal connections with the arts. She's a lifelong Alaskan. And so I'm really pleased that she's going to be able to be there on behalf of the Dunleavy administration. And then really the highlight of the evening is the individual award recipients who have a chance to get up and say a few things about what their work has been, what it's meant to them, and hopefully that they appreciate being honored in the manner that they're being honored. And then the governor's designee will present them with the actual physical award, which is a little piece of wooden sculpture by an Anchorage sculptor named Mark Wedekind this year. And there are different We've done flat art, you know, painted pieces. We've done textile art. We've done ceramics. And this year it's wood. So it's just it's different than anything we've done before.
Every year I think I'm going to, you know, it's just, oh, it's just speeches and thank yous and speeches and thank yous. But I think this in advance every time I'm going. And then I get there and I just always wind up like a bawling mess because it's so wonderful to see this celebration of people who often have poured a whole life into the arts and humanities, the study of our expression and who we are as a state. And when they articulate their own vision and their own work, it's just really, really wonderful. So
all right.
I love it.
Who are some of those folks we'll hear from tonight, Ben?
Well, so there are two different categories of awards. There's more than two categories, but there's the Humanity Awards and then there's the Arts Awards. And so I've not been as intimately involved in finding out and learning about the Humanities Awards recipients. But the Chugach Regional Resources Commission is an Anchorage-based organization that is an initial tribe, nonprofit intertribal consortium, and it's seven tribes in the Chugach region. So they're being honored for distinguished service in education to the humanities. Laura Lee Ivanov from Unalakleet is getting a Distinguished Service in Leadership Award, and that's a person who's helped strengthen the community through commitment to Alaska's social, economic, and civic life. The Distinguished Service to Community is Beattie Trantina.
Beattie!
And she is a legendary part of the public broadcasting system in our state. She's been on KSKA since I was a sophomore at high school in the early 80s. And so she just recently retired from Alaska Public Media. I am a member of that board, and we actually did a special campaign last year. And we've named the studio up at Alaska Public Media in Anchorage at the Elmo Sackett Broadcast Center for her. So she's going to be a delight. And then Maida Buckley from Fairbanks is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award in the Humanities. And she's just been very committed to social studies in the school system in Fairbanks as well as at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. So if you know any of those people, you'll learn more about them tonight and get to hear them talk about why they are so pleased with their work in the humanities.
Got it. Should we talk about Arts Awards too or
yes.
Save it?
Okay. No, just really quickly. We've got five Arts Awards recipients this year. Shannon Hogland from Sitka is receiving the Arts Advocacy Award. She's done tremendous work over the course of her career. Her day job is as a reporter for the Daily Sitka Sentinel, but she's very involved with the Greater Sitka Arts Council and community theater and other arts activities in Sitka. The Alaska Native Arts Award is going to go to Jack and John Hudson of the Annette Island School District, Metlakatla, and they have done a tremendous amount to preserve Alaska Native culture there on Alaska's only reservation. And then we're going to be honoring Nita Reardon of Homer for arts education. And she is a Yupik person born in Kotlik, but who has done a lot of work in various places around the state. And so she'll be honored for arts education. John Van Zyl, a very well-known painter from Eagle River, is going to be receiving the Individual Artist Award. And then finally, last and certainly not least, Dot Bardarson is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award for her contributions to the arts in Alaska. Dot's not going to be able to join us, unfortunately. When I called her a few months ago to tell her she'd won, she said, "Oh, goodness, I'm going to be in Mexico with 10 of my best friends." And I said, "Well, let's not cancel that trip to San Miguel de Allende." And so she didn't. So we have a very nice film that's been put together to honor her. And then I hope we'll be able to find some time next summer when it's lovely to go down to Seward and maybe have another party that she can actually be at in person.
And did I hear we might hear something from our outgoing Alaska State Writer Laureate, Ernestine Hayes?
Yes, Ernestine Hayes will be there, and she will help kind of put a bow to close the evening down and bring everyone together. And I think that's really going to be very helpful. And she's done a great job as State Writer Laureate. She's done a tremendous amount of outreach. She's been very active. And she also has a new book out, I think.
Yeah. Wow. A lot of voices to be heard tonight, that's for sure. Doors open at 6 o'clock. The ceremony starts at 7. It's at the Juno Arts and Culture Center. There are still tickets for $25 apiece.
There are. And if you go to akgovawards.org, all this information is very neatly laid out there. And I would just encourage listeners as well, maybe even if you can't make it tonight, you know, if you're watching the rebroadcast at some point, be thinking about people who've done great things for the arts and the humanities. And then next year, be proactive and nominate them because it's not a difficult process.
It's at the same website you just mentioned, right?
Yes. There's a link there, and then there's also one at the Humanities Forum website and the State Council on the Arts website. But we've really tried at the Arts Council, I can say from personal experience, tried to streamline it. So if a person just puts in an initial statement of support or interest in someone being considered for an award, our staff will follow up and try to say, okay, now just take these few additional simple steps. The most important thing is getting letters of support. And sometimes we see people nominated and then there's only one or two and you're allowed up to five. And just as makes sense, if you have five bites at the apple, you're going to get more apples. So, but it's really, we just want more people to be thinking about this because we know that there are hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of Alaskans out there who deserve to be recognized for their contributions.
One of the most amazing things about the arts in Alaska is that so much of what we have here, organizations and also art and education, is because someone really just took it into their own hands and had a vision. We're really lucky here that if you want to start something, you can just start something. And tonight we get to be in a room of people who've started something, you know, decades ago and really persisted, and honoring them is a really special. So, yeah, nominate someone that you know. Think of who makes the arts in your town work.
Absolutely. And I do have one more question about nomination. So this is a collaboration, and correct me if I'm wrong, Alaska Humanities Forum, you, Alaska State Council on the Arts, the Alaska Arts and Culture Foundation, and then the Office of the Governor, right?
Yes.
And do those organizations essentially choose and present it to the office, or how does that work?
Well, the Arts and Culture Foundation exists to support the State Council on the Arts. So the Arts and Culture Foundation is a fiscal agent and helps with some of those administrative things to make the event a reality. But as far as the actual award selection, the Humanities Forum has a committee. Their staff prepare the applications that have been submitted and that are completed by the deadline to that committee. And the committee meets. I've not been involved in the process personally on the humanities side. But then I believe the full board of the Humanities Forum approves those. And then on our side over at the Arts Council, we also have a committee that's made up of trustees of the Arts Council that which meets. And in my, you know, decade and a half of doing this, it's always been by consensus. You know, we people rank them numerically with actual criteria. But the end result has always been, well, we think this is the best way to go. And then when we're done with that, we have the full board of trustees approve it, and that has always happened. And then before we tell anyone, we give the governor a chance to make sure that he or she is comfortable with the proposed recipients, because it is a governor's award, and that's just the way it should be. And this year we had done our work in time for the outgoing administration to vet the proposed award recipients, but we gave all that information to Governor Dunleavy's incoming administration staff, and they were able to look at them and say, yes, we support these awards being given out.
All right. Thank you so much, Ben. We've been speaking with Ben Brown. He's the chairman of the Alaska State Council on the Arts, and also Marion Call, who's performing tonight at the Alaska Governor's Awards for the Arts and Humanities, 6 p.m. at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center, $25, or watch it at 360north.org.
And I want to recognize the Rasmussen Foundation. Diane Kaplan and several of her staff are in town and will be there tonight. They've always been very supportive of this award, existentially and financially. And ConocoPhillips is also a sponsor that's been very helpful. And then, of course, KTOO-TV, we couldn't do it without you. And so we're very grateful for your support as well. It really does take a whole lot of moving parts. And as Marion said, all the artists performing, you know, are not doing this because they're being given huge bucket loads of gold. And so we are very grateful for their willingness to share their artistic ability, which is a very valuable thing to make the whole product such an enjoyable spectacle.
Among the people you'll be performing with tonight, Marion, it's Arias Hoyle. Is that right?
Yeah, Arias Hoyle and Chris Talley will be performing with us tonight. They were part of two wonderful songs that were written by a collective of our local youth during the Tlingit Haida summer programs. One song is called Zibit. One song was called Ixichanakwan. I love my people.
Well, here's Zibit. Thanks, Marion.
Ki adi yiku ayakwan akwan ixakan yadu hut transforming our house into a powwow with surround sound. Check it out loud, dancing downtown. You can run in the parade. Got hella umbrellas, it's the game how it's played. Santa Kahini, that's what our creepy. It's not just easy, now you've got to believe me. That's what the flounder see is, giving us more power than Jesus. Happily as ever after, teach us how to craft masterpieces. Yeah, our ooh, Tlingit blankets, we be wearing clothing. No fear and loathing, heritage owning our spirit, bro. With the capital, spell it in letters with all caps. Not a felon in